The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, it's the Monday Lunchtime Social Debate. Do you just want to tell us what it's all about today, Dame Shirley? What are we doing?
Right, we've got...
eventually.
I'm here. We've got a hairdresser in.
Yeah.
And we've got a nail technician in.
Oh, right, okay. You'd never have guessed.
Why?
Because you never get, like, a really unattractive hairdresser, do you?
You
hairdressers
don't.
Are normally, like, pretty. Apart from mine. Because he's
you
man.
Do your own, do you?
I do my own now, because obviously he's in Thailand.
That's right.
Not having the operation, just in case you were wondering.
I could tell that you could do your own now, Ian.
I do my own. I don't mind so much of what it actually looks like. We've got Brandon on the floor here, kneeling down, trying to sort out all the cables and so on. We're going to talk to Gemma and Amo. We're also going to talk to, what's the other lady's name? Was it Laura? We're going to talk to Laura and Amo as well. And we're going to ask and do a whole hour on hair. Josh is still in, and he needs a bit of a trim, but he's been booked in. They may be able to convince him to sort of change where he normally has his hair done.
Yeah, because he's like an Elvis, isn't he, at the minute?
He is like an Elvis. Yeah, he's got the Elvis thing going on. So when was the last time you went to the hairdresser, Dame Shirley?
About 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago. How often do you go?
I go every month.
Every month without fail?
Yeah.
Do you go to the same hairdresser every time?
I do, and I've been going to the hairdresser for about, good 6 or 7 years.
How does it make you feel when you've been to the hairdresser?
Better.
How do you mean better?
Oh, gosh, well, I've got the sort of hair that goes frizzy if I get it wet, and it has to be kept short.
Right.
So, and I can't do it the same way as my lovely hairdresser does it.
See, I like frizzy. What's wrong with frizzy?
It's horrible.
I like that curly
look. My hair is like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, but I am having it done Thursday.
You haven't done Thursday?
Yeah, but I'm not having any more Mauve in. I'm just going to go and have a set on Thursday.
I think she's run out of Mauve. So that's less than a month?
Yeah, I'm just going because I like someone to wash my hair and blow dry it.
Okay. Is that a nice feeling?
Oh, it's lovely.
Is it?
Because when I've come out of my hairdresser, my hair's lovely.
Right.
But a couple of days after, if I wash it myself, I can't do it the same.
I know Brandon is basically, his hair's like a bird's nest at the moment.
It is a little bit.
That he said he was going to focus on getting his hair done in this week. So maybe we can convince him that, Gemma's the person to sort his hair out. Maybe we'll bring in Gemma at this point and say, could you do anything for Brandon?
I'm sure I could.
All right, just move yourself over to that microphone, that's it.
If he came in, I could sort something out. It's rather long, isn't it?
It does need a bit of work. What would you recommend?
Well, I'm going on a gents course in 10 days. Oh. Tony and Guy gents course, and so after then I'll have a lot more information on what we could do. More inspiration.
Okay, so do you do mainly ladies' hair at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I do a few gents that I've done for a long time, but I prefer ladies' hair.
Okay, and how long have you been cutting hair, styling hair? Is that the right way of terminology, cutting, styling?
Yeah, I'm a stylist, so I've been doing it for 9 years.
And you had to train for it as well?
Yeah, I started training 9 years ago, so I did sort of 2.5-3 years training first, and then... and then you go onto shop floor after that.
All right. Can you just move yourself closer to that microphone? Move yourself around to that microphone. Yeah, okay. So did you start while you were still at school then? Because you seem ever so young.
No, I didn't. I've had a few jobs first. Was useless at them.
What did you do?
I had a job in admin for a little while.
Yeah.
And I was so bad at it. That was when I left school. I was so bad at it that they helped me get another job.
Oh, really?
Then they got me another job. They got me some interviews. And then I worked in, and then I went into retail. Worked in New Look for a little while, and then had my little boy.
Sorry, that's funny. That's really funny. I was so bad at my job. They helped me
really
get another
bad.
One.
Well, it's completely opposite from hairdressing, isn't it? I just hated it. It was so boring. I got caught on the internet shopping quite a lot, and they helped me get a job in New Look. And then I went and worked in New Look for a little while, and then I thought I've got to. Got to sort myself out now, get myself a career.
Okay, and you've been doing it ever since?
Yeah, I loved it. I started it, I was like, I can do this.
Do you see yourself doing anything else?
No.
What's the sort of feeling that you get when you just say, for instance, you've got Dame Shirley, she's on, you know, almost 100 now, and it's lovely when she comes in and has her hair done that she goes off with a bit of a spring in her step. I mean, does that give you a bit of a buzz as well?
Definitely, and you get that all the time. Like, someone will come in, they're like, I just hate my hair, I can't do anything with it, and you know, 45 minutes in the chair and they leave, and it's really good. If someone leaves, you can just see it, they lift them, it's really nice.
Okay.
And that's what Shirley does. Shirley's one of my longest standing clients, and she comes in and it's always really nice to see her because she's always really friendly and really nice to me, and we have a laugh.
Do you ever get the feeling though, you know, when you're doing Shirley's hair, you've got to get on with it, because otherwise she'll talk there for hours.
Oh yeah, you get used to that.
You'll be late for your next appointment.
but you get used to it. You have to learn to work and talk at the same time. That's an art in itself.
So not with Shirley. Are you mobile? Does she go to a certain place? And if so, where does she go?
No, I work in a salon. I work in King's Hair and Beauty in Winford.
And that's it. Winford, New Church. So you go all the way out there to have your hair done?
Yes, I do. Because my Gemma used to be based in Newport.
Yeah.
And I've been with Gemma for so many years that she just moved over there and I went with her.
Oh, excellent. Mm. No, that's a really nice thing. So anyway, let's talk. How often should people have their hair styled, cut, whatever?
Well, it depends. I mean, some people aren't really bothered on the upkeep of their hair. Usually people come every 6 to 8 weeks, depending on if they have colour, the colour will fade, the colour will grow out. If they're grey, their hair will grow out quicker. But generally, I mean, even some people just come in once a week for a blow dry and a chat. Like, it just depends on that person.
So I was waiting for you to come in with some smutty remark then, and you didn't. Because normally that's what happens.
We've been through that at the hairdressers.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Most times.
Do you ever, when Dame Shirley sits down and she says, oh, can I have the usual? Do you ever try and talk her into having something, you know, different?
No, because her hair worked. The way we've got her hair, when we first started doing her hair, it was so unruly. Mm. And so it was so curly. And when she came in, she was like, help me, I don't know what to do with my hair. And actually, we've got it to a really nice point that it works for her. She can do it. It works, doesn't it, Shirley? Mm.
She's now the talk of the street for obviously, you know, better reasons. Before, we just used to take the mickey out of her because unruly is a great term to use. Yeah, Shirley's unruly hair. Mm. Yeah.
You've got hair that matches your personality, haven't you?
Yeah, and she's definitely got hair that matches her personality. So who does your hair?
Anyone I work with. I trust all the girls that I work with.
Right.
I actually have only been at my place for 10 weeks, so I haven't had my hair done for 10 weeks. And the girl that did it the last time has just moved away. She's one of my really, really good friends, and she's done it for since the, you know, the 5-6 years. And she's moved away now, so actually I'm after a hairdresser.
So there you go, we'll see what we can do. I've been practicing with the clippers at home, so maybe I just think if you haven't had your hair done for so long, it's about time that you did. Do you have the same style every time?
No, I mean this time, 3 years ago, it was short and spiky and white blonde, and
sometimes go for a fringe. Don't you?
Yeah, sometimes have a fringe.
Yeah. A fringe.
Sometimes have a fringe. Sometimes it's been all sorts. I've had so many things done to it.
Okay, so what is a fringe? No, it's a thing.
Well, you haven't
down.
Got one. Either.
I haven't got a fringe. No, it disappeared a long time ago.
A fringe. Everyone knows what a fringe is.
Look,
combed over. You got the Bobby Charlton comb over there.
Shirley doesn't let me cut any more than 1 millimetre off.
I won't
fringe.
Let her touch my fringe,
even though it needs 4.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, no, it does. It does need a bit of a trim. It just so happens I've got some scissors with me.
Oh,
now.
I'm going to let you near me with any scissors.
So you change your hair quite regularly?
Yeah, I think it's good to change. I think it's good. I think it's good to change every now and then. It does. It gives you a lift.
It's always different when I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's either lucky or unlucky. Depending how scissor happy I feel that day.
What about you, Laura? Do you have the same hairdo all the time? Have you had it since? So you've had that same sweat back with a ponytail. Do you let it down now and again?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll rephrase that. Do you
at work, I always have it up. And like when I'm not at work, it's always down. But I don't ever let her cut.
She won't let me do anything else.
Oh,
oh right,
I
okay.
We have like just a nibble.
So you have the same. You've had the same. How long have you had that hairdo that you got now? Then how long has it been the same?
About 10 years.
Years and years.
I know, probably forever.
See, is that unusual for a woman? Because I know, you know, some people...
No, some people are completely set in their ways. They know how they like their hair.
Exactly.
And they come in, they say, same again, same again, same again. Even if you go, oh, should we try this? Sometimes you try something different and they hate it. So sometimes a risk is good and you think, but sometimes also you get to know your clients and you know, you think, that's not going to work because you're not going to like
you
it.
You don't like it.
We did actually make Laura's, the ends of her hair red once, and that she didn't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
We tried a bit of ombre, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it went red like fire.
That almost sounds like cruelty, doesn't it?
It was lovely. It was so lovely, but she's just not very good with change. She just...
No. Right. My hair's so long.
See, I'm with you. I've had the same hairdo for as long as... You know, you need... Every 5 weeks, you have a little bit of a shave up and a bit of a trim up, and that's it. I don't mess around with it. And, you know, basically, because my barber has cleared off to Thailand, he went there a couple of years ago, and I did go somewhere and this lady cut it and I didn't like the way she cut it, so I never went back after that. So I thought I'd get myself some clippers and I'll do it. It's quite a tricky little job.
I just don't understand how you, so if you, people that then, it's like people that trim their own fringes, like, you'd moan if I trimmed your fringe like that. Why have you just done it yourself?
Well, I do.
Do you cut it, do you cut your own hair better than that person cut your hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but you haven't
so much.
You haven't seen the back of it, Ian.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
No, you don't.
Do you find, Gemma, that the older generation tend to stick to their hairstyles, you know, with the rollers in and the perms?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. There definitely is a generation of people that have that know what they want. You couldn't talk them into change for love nor money. Like, you just couldn't. They just wouldn't take it. And, like, so be it. Like, they're old enough to know what they want.
Yeah, but do perms? Do people still have their hair permed?
They do. Yeah. I don't.
No. I mean, that's the older generation, isn't it?
Yeah, very much. I mean, a lot of curly hair has come back in. There's a lot of curly hair. Like, you look at Ella Eyre and people like that. There's a lot of big curly hair come back. And there is some perming that has come back. Whether it'll take off, like, massively, I hope not. Fingers crossed.
Don't shatter my dreams, because I love Ella Eyre and I thought her hair was natural. You're
telling
me that's
yeah,
a
but
perm?
That's what I mean. It's all no. Well, I don't know. It's probably natural, actually.
Okay.
But she obviously has that styles like that.
Yeah.
But what I mean is, like, for the inspiration for people, that's how, if someone had really straight hair, they'd only get that hair if they had it permed, unless they just styled it, in which case when they washed it, it'd come out again. So that's what I mean.
Wow. Is there a cure for baldness yet? Do we know that?
No cure. There are products that.
Can I move over here, Josh? This is Josh. Would you do anything for Josh? Josh has got the Presley look there.
I love the Presley look. Yeah. I love it.
What would you do for Josh?
Nothing. I'll keep that length on the top and just need tight. I like the shape of it and that. It's really good. That sort of style is very much, you know, the whole Elvis thing. It's very much in at the moment. I mean, love it.
I used to be able to do that, Josh. A long time ago.
I just think if you've got good hair, I mean, he's obviously got a nice little wave in it. If you've got good hair to deal with, then grow it a little bit longer and, you know, style it nice.
Get your coke, son. You pull. All right. So, I mean, how much? I mean, us blokes, we would look at it this way. How much do we spend on our hair? How much do you spend on your hair a year?
I don't know. Mum does that.
Oh, your mum pays for your
hair.
Mum
pays. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Mm.
It's her friend that does
all
it.
All right. So, because a woman won't look at the cost, a man does. A man thinks, because every time I cut my hair, I text my wife to say I've just saved you another tenner, hoping that I'm going to get a really decent Christmas present. It never happens.
Well, you don't look at the cost.
No, but
if it's worth it, it's worth it.
It's worth it, every penny.
So what do you do when you've got a bald man and you know, you're doing the side? Do you give it a wipe on the top or a polish or whatever?
Spit on it. Well,
did you say lick it?
No, spit on it.
Oh, spit on it.
Spit on it.
Not quite. It is funny because I do remember when I was training, having a gent come in, and as a junior, obviously, you are just you're shampooing a lot and you're clearing up or whatever. And I got asked to shampoo this gent, and he did literally have hair just around the sides. So what do? You just pretend to go, you want to give the little scalp a little wash, haven't you? I mean, it's something you get used to, but people are quite bold. They tend to not. I don't see many bold men come in the hairdressers, let's face it. But if they do come in for a trim around the sides or whatever, then why not? Massage, a nice massage. Sorted.
Do you know, I think it's fascinating, and I really, I do watch people at work, because it is an art form, and you do think to yourself, you have to put up with so much, and I'm guessing you have to be really, really discreet as well. So I may put you on the spot at some point in the next half an hour, just tell me to mind my own business. But I've watched my old mate Jay cut the hair, and he's doing the eyebrows for old people as well.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, that's... And then he'd do nose hair as well. Cool. You think, oh, and then he'd do the Bobby Charlton comb over. And
oh,
and
that's
and
horrible.
You think, you've got to put up with so much. I mean, what about if you come across, like, you know, someone's got a spot on their head or a pimple or something? Do you have to comb round it, cut round it?
Nah, you do just ignore it. I just want to pop it, because that's what I'd like.
Do you have to ask permission?
No, I wouldn't touch it. I have to just ignore. You just ignore stuff.
How do you
stuff.
Not touch
There's
it?
There's loads of people. People have got loads of stuff. It's just you just get used to it, and it just doesn't bother me. Like, you don't get... People have got sort of moles and scratches and marks and all that. And it's just not... It's just... After a while, it just becomes normal. You just have to ignore it.
Have you ever found with fleas?
No.
You know, like the children always get them, don't they?
The nits, yeah, you do. That's a really hard one because it is usually kids, and you don't want to embarrass them or embarrass the parents. You have to be really careful around that, because you don't want the kid to sit there and think, oh God, because you don't want to make them feel bad. I hate it. I just hate it. I'd rather just do it.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Are those the most embarrassing moments that you can have as a hairdresser?
Oh God, I've had some embarrassing moments. Actually last week someone came in, and I I've only been at my place for 10 weeks, so I'm just finding my feet, and it's all really good. And I had this woman come in, and I thought, I recognise her. Where do I recognise her from?
So
she sat down. I might regret telling the story, but she sat down in the chair.
I'm intrigued now.
She sat down in the chair, and she was like, oh, she, you know, because you want to know the history. I haven't seen her before, really, so you want to know the history of the hair. She's like, oh, I've been coming here for a little while. Some girl just cut all my hair off, and I really, really hated it. And I'm thinking, and I was like, oh, no. And she said, yeah, she worked at Take Two, which is my old salon. And I was like, oh, God, really? And she said, I said, oh, what's it? Because then I knew, the penny dropped. I was like, oh my God, it was me. and she said, no, it wasn't you, it was a blonde girl. She was pregnant and she had really blonde hair. And I was like, oh God. I was like, it was me. I was like, you must have asked for it. She said, no, you just cut it too short. I didn't want it that short. I was like, so I redeemed myself and gave her a really nice haircut, and she put it back in.
Wow, what are the chances of that, though?
I know!
You give her a dodgy one, then you move, and she tracks you down. That's almost like a stalking, isn't it?
I know. I blame it on the pregnancy. Pregnancy does weird things to people. I must have just gone, yeah, let's do this.
She's booked back in. She was all right.
Yeah, she was fine. Yeah, okay. She was really good about it. I just wanted the floor to swallow me up. It's just awful.
Do you know? I'd be scared if I was cutting people's hair. If you cut too much, because you can't stick it back on.
Well, that's just the thing you learn. Like, I don't know any hairdresser that hasn't gone, oh, I took a bit too much of a fair, actually. Like, it has happened. Like, you go through, and it's experience. You then learn how much you do need to take it off.
Do you remember when I had my hair cut that time and I looked like a rock star because you didn't do it, and I sat and cried?
I didn't do it.
For about 2 hours.
Yeah. Really? It does ruin people. It will ruin people.
I shook my hands and said, I want it all, like, so I could shake it up, and she literally cut all my hair off.
It does really affect you. If you have a bad haircut, it is really devastating as a woman. You just hate it.
That's the thing, you see. It doesn't affect blokes so much. I mean, someone once said to me, if someone gives you a short hairdo, you know, they've gone too far. I mean, the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is probably about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because it will grow out at some point.
Yeah.
But with women, it's so, you know, it's a bit more personal, isn't it?
Yeah. You can take off, like, 5 years of growth in 2 seconds. Women have grown. Well, yeah, because if you've taken someone's hair off, that if you've taken that much hair off someone, that's like 5 years growth.
Really?
That's
that?
Why I don't get my hair cut.
All right.
She trusts me with her life now. Yeah. So.
Oh well, that's not so bad, then, is it? You can always get your own, but with the nails. We'll talk about nails in a moment. But I'm fascinated with the hair. That's it is a fascinating thing, and I think it goes without saying that I think most women are more caring of the hair. Although you do get some blokes that are, you know, obviously. I mean, look at Josh. I mean, he obviously takes a bit of time on his hair to make him look. And obviously, you look through the window, you see Brandon, and obviously he doesn't. He looks like he's been dragged through a hedge backwards. So how long would a just say, for instance, if Dame Shirley came in and sat down, how long would she be sat in a chair for?
Oh, she's usually, if she has a bit of colour, she's usually about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, get a nice shampoo.
Do you talk to her as well? Is that part of the service?
Oh, yeah. I want to know what's going on.
Ask her how her ailments are going.
Yeah.
How's your walks and all
that? How's your limp?
Oh, don't get us started. Don't get us started.
Do you know what? He hasn't asked me this morning yet.
Oh,
how's your leg, Dave?
No, first
Shirley?
You came in and you told me how.
I know, because I couldn't walk.
You said you were going to have acupuncture.
I am going to have acupuncture.
Why don't you just... isn't there some stretches that you can do?
I've been doing them. They haven't been working.
And you don't sit straight either, do you?
Well,
you
I can't at the minute.
No, you've never sat straight.
No,
you've always slouched.
I've got a sore bum cheek at the minute.
See?
It's all down my leg.
What, your bum cheek?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really long bum cheek.
It's a big old bum cheek.
I'm actually going to have an injection this afternoon, my shingles injection.
Oh, okay.
This afternoon.
That's brought the mood down, hasn't it?
Yeah. So I can have the acupuncture until next week now.
That was we all moved away.
Shall I tell you something funny when I was in the hairdressers?
Go on.
Not where Gemma was. Years ago, everybody went under hair dryers, didn't they, Gem?
Yeah.
And this one lady was sitting under with the rollers in, and I was sat with a mirror, facing a mirror, and the hairdryer actually fell onto her head. And of course, I was looking in the mirror, and I laughed so much. I mean, poor lady.
Yeah.
Probably burnt her head.
Oh, God.
Do they still put you,
not very often.
It depends. I mean, sometimes you put people under heat for colour now, but not. They'll put in the rollers in hair dryer. I can't remember the last time we did a set.
No.
It depends what sort of salon you're in. If you're in a bit of an older salon, then you will do that quite a lot. You'll have them in every half hour or whatever. But I like to do more modern stuff.
But some people come every week, don't they, Gemma, to have the hair done?
Oh yeah. You get people in for a blow dry. People see it as a treat. It's an hour out, isn't it? It's a chat with someone. Mm. Some people, especially some older people, they come and that's their, it's a bit of a day out for them. So yeah, it's nice.
Is that how you look at it?
Of course
it's
it is.
It's a day out to Winford.
Now it takes her all day to get there.
You don't have to walk. Mick gives you a lift.
Oh, I go with Kim.
You go with Kim?
Kim has a hair done as well.
Kim from Tuesday Afternoons?
No.
Kim.
Kim from the Postfest.
Oh, Kim from Postfest.
From Postfest.
Oh, right. And, and does she have the same hairdo every time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she has it. She won't mind me saying.
Does she dye?
Yes.
I thought she did.
Just started to, yes.
Just started to. Because she's like well into her 50s, isn't she? She's wearing well. She's only just started dying. My wife has been dying for years. Dying her hair, that is. She's been dying her hair for years.
I don't know anybody that doesn't these days.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, the men, okay. But
can you tell by looking at hair whether it was dyed or not?
Mostly, yeah, I think.
Because there was
a lady
that did hair a little while ago. She came in, Lucy Vander something or other. Mm. And she said, no, I can tell your hair's not dyed. And I said, how come you can tell? And she said, who'd want to dye it that colour? Well, we've got someone on the other end of this telephone. Hopefully, you've got headphones on. She should be able to hear them. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How's you?
I'm all right. Do you need a hairdo? A new hairdo?
A haircut?
It's
grown since the last time we had it all took off.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you ought to come over and go and visit Gemma and get a new do.
Oh, wrong time of year.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, winter's coming now, isn't it?
Oh, you can wear a hat.
Wear a hat.
When you say winter's coming, does that mean you grow it really long for winter and have it short in the summer?
No, not really, just long all year round. Be honest with you.
So what do you come across and do have a new style?
I don't know, I've tried all sorts, but I'm quite happy sticking with the 70s.
The 70s, because it's a long long curly look,
isn't
it?
Yeah, people keep asking me if I had a perm, but I don't, it's never been permed.
Naturally curly?
Mm. Yeah. It's a wonder it's never fell out after what I did to it in the 80s.
What did you do to it in the 80s?
Well, when we was in the band, they say, let's go and have a shock look, so I dyed it with Domestos.
Oh, God.
Oh, I did that. It went all frizzy and brittle and broke off.
Is that right? You ain't got none then?
Yeah.
Now, the question I was going to ask, I don't know whether they can say it on air or not, but what's the young lady's name there?
Gemma, she can say
Gemma.
That.
Hello, Gemma, can you hear me okay?
Hello, yes.
Hello.
You.
In discretion, I know people are listening, but do you have to shave old ladies?
Oh my God.
That's a good question. Have you ever had to shave Giant Dame Shirley? She comes into that bracket, doesn't she?
Well, No, but usually...
Have you ever offered?
No, I'm not
on about waxing, I'm on about the moustache.
No way. No, I'm not a beautician, just a hairdresser.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
so,
no.
You know, if you come in and you're actually washing somebody's hair and you're looking down, you think, my God, it's got a bit of the old Parker's Forest there. You know,
yeah.
You're not tempted to say, do you want me to take a bit of that off?
No, never. I wouldn't dare.
What about if you're sort of, you know, she's got her head back in the sink and you're looking up her nose and it's the same up there. It looks like a spider's nest, is it?
No way. That's not my job. I'd send them to the beauty. I'll tell you what I'd do is I'd recommend a good beautician and I'd say, oh, go and see them and that's their job.
Yeah. They could plait that lot.
I know you say you're not a beautician, but what would you say would be the best? Would it be shaving or electrolysis?
Oh, God.
Earmac.
Definitely not shaving. No.
Earmac? What about earmac?
Earmac.
I'm a waxer all the way. Wax it off. Get rid of it.
So you don't, you don't shave, you don't do...
Wax
you
know, off.
You don't wax really off. Sorry.
You don't what? This is getting as bad as the...
All right, Keith, that's enough.
Another thing that's intrigued me is why is women's hair always so much dearer than men's?
Well, because women tend to have more hair and they usually...
Oh, because they wouldn't have more money, so you're dead right there.
No, women have locks, they sit there for longer, they have colour and stuff, and colour costs money.
Ah, oh, right, so there's no good telling them to go and use domestos then or nothing like that.
No.
What is the average price? About £65 for a session?
No.
It depends. If you come in and have a massive colour change, then you could pay, you know, anything up to sort of, you know, depending where you go, sort of £80. But if you come in for a cut and blow dry, it only costs you £28.
Blimey, you're cheap over there.
Bargain.
Mm. Yeah, that is cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, if you just had a straightforward colour, you'd be looking about £43, so it's really reasonable.
That's really reasonable as well.
I'm just debating whether to get a minibus of old women to come over there. And come over on a day trip. It was only about £35 for the ferry, so they're going to save anyway, aren't
they? They should do that. I'll tell you what, there's a business for you.
I think you should do it again, Keith. Don't remember before you donated your hair, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Little Princess Trust.
That's right, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think you ought to think about that again, because that was good.
Possibly next year, when it gets a bit longer, I might be able to get two lengths out of it.
Yeah.
good idea.
How's Fee anyway, Ian?
How's Fee? She's fine. Last time I saw her, she's still there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's still there. Hey, any other questions, Keith?
No, it's just a bit about the old moustache that I was a bit...
How often do you have your hair cut?
I had it trimmed for the wedding.
Right. You had a wedding to go to recently. So how often do you have your hair trimmed, cut, whatever? Are you a regular?
You know when we had it shaved a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Well, that was the first trim.
Wow.
That was 3 years.
It was
3 years ago.
Blimey, really? How long ago was that?
So you don't trim the ends off or anything like that?
No.
So you've got a load of dead ends.
Apparently now that my wife has to rub some serum into my head or so, into the hair.
All right.
Yeah, get that a trim.
Means. Get a
just
trim.
A nice regular trim, keep it nice and fresh.
Yeah, get a trim.
You're not saying my hair's not fresh.
I can't see you, but it's probably needs a cut if you hadn't had it cut for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's down past my shoulders.
Yeah, it needs a little trim.
Yeah, you need to trim that.
Did you see me and my nephew... Cheryl, when we were comparing hair.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did, yes. You both need it cut.
it was his wedding.
Ah, right.
Yeah, you both could do with a hairdo.
Ah, well, country haircut. Boys, you see. Look.
Yeah, I know,
that's
I know.
Where, oh,
you, do you never put it in a ponytail?
Do I ever put it in a ponytail?
No,
I have had it out the side like Heidi once. You know, like you have two ponytails, one on each side for a laugh. Sure. I did that.
Yeah.
I kept spinning my head round and hitting people with it. as you do. Yeah. Anyway, nice to talk to you, Gemma.
Nice to talk to you, Keith.
It's good to hear somebody that's got employment and keeping the business going. Well done.
Yeah, good on them.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
People will always want their hair cut.
They will. Mm.
It's a bit like that advert. People will always want pots.
What?
Remember that? What was that? It was BT, wasn't it?
I never heard that one.
It's BT, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When he got, I don't know what he got. So, let's go.
People will always want pots.
Medication time, Mr. Hibdy.
Yeah, just go and take your pills, Keith.
Yeah.
Thanks, you're cool, mate.
Yeah, nice to speak to you all.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah,
bye.
There you go, there's an honest point of view from a man who hasn't had his hair cut for, what, in 3 years?
It must have been 3 years ago you come over, yeah.
How often you cut your hair, Josh?
Every 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks. And mum makes you an appointment for every 6 weeks. And where do you go? Can you mention where you go?
Mum's got a friend that's a hairdresser that comes to us.
They cut, that's the best one. Years ago, this woman used to cut my hair, and because there was so much going on in my life, it was like an episode of Brookside. She'd come around and cut my hair for nothing, because I'd be telling her what was going on. Who was sleeping with who, and so on and so forth. But then my life got boring, and she decided not to cut my hair anymore. I had to start charging. So it's a fascinating. Do you have to talk to people? Do you have to be like their best friend?
It depends, actually. You don't have to talk. It's not like you have to talk to people. Your clients become your friends, and then so it becomes natural to talk to them.
Yeah.
Other people that you may have not seen before, some people will sit there and say, I'm just going to read this magazine, and you're quite happy to let them just sit quietly and have their hair done because that's what they want to do.
Sure.
And actually, it's quite nice for you if you've done five or six cut and blow dries and you've been chatting for 5 or 6 hours. It's actually quite nice for you to have a little bit of peace as well. So everybody's different. You can judge by someone the way they behave and the way they talk. If they're a chatty person, they want to have a conversation or not. Some people just don't. Some people just don't like having their hair done. They want to just come in because it's something they feel they need to have done.
Okay.
So.
Alan James Marsh has said because we asked the question, how often do you cut your hair? He says once every 5 years, whether I need it or not. Penny says every 5 weeks, can't wait to go grey now, trying to grow old gracefully. And David Doyle says, I'm proud of my grey, makes me feel distinguished. So through the summer, I get it done every 4 weeks, winter every couple of months. I spend less than £100 a year. What about you, Macca? I think he's having a dig because he thinks I'd dye my hair.
We all do.
I explain that. My barber, well, you only do because you haven't got the intelligence to work out that I don't. Well, there you were in my bathroom when I went away checking for products, and you still couldn't find it.
Took it with you.
This lady has walked in and said, "No, you don't dye your hair." You know, so you've got to get with it, Dame Shirley.
Well, he wouldn't do the ice bucket challenge because I thought.
No, I thought it was blooming stupid.
No, because you didn't want the dye running down your face.
No.
Yeah, I did it.
The dye didn't run out of your
phone. My brother was filming it and he forgot to push record.
She had to go and do it again. Right, I think they've done that deliberately. Yeah. They've probably got two films. Okay, I did say my barber is in Thailand, so I do clip my hair for most of the year. I last dyed my hair in 1985. Philip Pyro Petty says he never goes to the barber. I think he shaves because he's got
he ain't got much
but he's got like a grade one, so it's easier to clip as well.
Yeah, a lot of men do. Yeah.
It's really simple.
I don't know why Mick pays to go to the hairdressers when we could easily do it ourselves at home with one of them things.
You could too. You absolutely could. I mean, I'd do it, and I'm getting better at it. Yeah, there are some toughs there. I just think he's been ill recently. So Kim says every 6 or 7 weeks, roughly 175 per annum, and going grey nicely. Thank you. That sounds quite reasonable.
That
doesn't
is
it?
175 cheap
for a
year.
Whole year.
Crikey!
I mean,
yeah.
Of course that. For you, just for the dye, wouldn't it? The amount you use.
No.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to chat in the next session to Laura. I think she's sobered up now. She's been out over the weekend at Bestival, and we've been plying her with coffee and stuff, so she should be sober enough to talk about nails, which fascinates me. You paint yours, don't you, Dame Shirley?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you yours, Gemma? Have you got
Laura
yours
does
as well?
Mine every 2 weeks.
Laura, do you do yours, Josh? Have you got nice nails?
Yeah, I'm all right at the moment.
Chew yours, don't you?
A little bit.
You can tell.
Yeah.
And Brandon, he chews his nails as well. That's a man thing, isn't it?
Yes.
That really is a man
dirty
thing.
Habit.
We will come back and we will chat nails in 2 ticks. You hear that, Brandon? It's a filthy habit. Okay? Quick break, we'll come back.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio. The White Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cows to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar.
come along to the White Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Hello there, I'm Andy from Hamilton's Fine Foods, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the new things that are happening in Hamilton's. Our newest venture is our new shop in Dodner Industrial Estate, where we have available hot sausage rolls, hot coffee, hot pies, and all sorts of other things for your lunch. We're open from 10 till 4 daily. If you're working in and around Dodner Industrial Estate, please call in.
Hamilton's Fine Foods. You'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
Business Insight, a weekly programme of interviews and insights from some of the island's most respected business leaders on what drives their success, plus business news and information to help your business succeed in today's fast-paced and competitive business world. Mondays at 6:20 p.m. on The Evening Event, also available for download and podcast online at vectisradio.com. Business Insight is brought to you by Jigsaw Sales and Marketing Consultants, driving business success.
The House of Chili. Their aim is to not just help the hardened chili heads feel the burn, but to offer a range of products suited to all tastes. Call 01983 866 313. The House of Chili. Jams and chutneys, balsamics, hot sauces, marinades, and much more to spread the warming glow of chili love. www.houseofchili.com.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up costs was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
The lunchtime social debate is back on Vectis Radio. There is lots to discuss.
And one thing we all say is that, you know, Freemasonry is all about making good men better.
Monday through to Thursday, 12 till noon. Call us on 01983 240666. Email studio at vectisradio.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook too.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Oh, well, this has been a fascinating half an hour so far. We're talking hair and we're talking nails. We've got Gemma in, we've got Laura in, we've got Dame Shirley in as well, and also Josh too. We've established that Josh is a nail chewer, and I mean, mine are all right. Have a look at mine. Laura's the nail chewer. They're all right, aren't they? Yep. I trim mine. How often would you say you should cut your nails, as a bloke would cut their nails? How quick do they grow?
But everybody's different.
Because do they grow quicker in the winter or the summer?
No, summer.
They grow.
Yeah, because the sun.
I've noticed that.
So, like, your hair will grow quicker.
Is that that's a fact? Is it?
That is a thing, yeah. I'm sure the sun...
I hope so, because I've just said it, so I really hope so.
We say that, yeah, of course it's a fact. Yeah.
I do tell everyone that, so I hope so.
Anyway, Professor Laura is here, who's an expert on nails and making them all nice. I mean, Dame Shirley's got some quite nice nails there. You've got,
yeah, she's got lovely long nails.
Did you paint that yourself?
Yeah.
Would you rather have somebody do it for you, though?
No, I don't need to have anybody do it, because I do it myself.
What about if you're left-handed and you...
No, I can do it, okay.
You can do it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm intrigued is, obviously, people come and have their nails done.
Yeah.
And does it have the same kind of wow effect? You come in and have a nice hair, do it, make sure you put a spring in your step.
Yeah.
What sort of age group do you deal with, mostly?
Probably ladies like 40s, 50s.
All right, so younger than Shirley, then?
Not my age.
A lot younger.
I've got a few older ladies. Probably my oldest one is, I think she's like 78.
Oh, same age as Shirley, then, roughly. You're about 78, Shirley.
Anyway.
I'm
getting there.
Yeah, well, another couple of months. No, next week, isn't it? It's next week.
Yeah, but it's not 78, are
okay.
You?
How long does it take to do someone's nails? And do you
about
when somebody,
an hour.
Just say, for instance, if I came in now, what would you do? What do I have to do? I'll just sit there and while you, like, do you have a bit of a file up first? A rub down with a bit of sandpaper?
You have to file around them. What, so if we put extensions on you or something?
I don't know, you tell me.
Yeah, okay. So
you tell me, dear. Okay. What do I need?
So
I
file, you see with the little white bit on the end?
What little white
bit? The little white
end. Is that good?
Not if you want extensions, we'd have to file all that off.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Stick some false ones on.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just like a bit of plastic that you stick on, and then you have to shape them and file over that.
How long does that take, then?
About 45 minutes.
That's quite quick, then. Do you have to, like, wait for it all to set and stuff? Because my wife drives me crazy.
You have to dry it in a lamp. So it's in a UV lamp.
Oh, right.
And it's the UV that sets it, and it just makes it go hard.
So would that be a good gift? Because the wife drives me crazy. Every Sunday, without fail, she's gone upstairs. You know, the adverts have come on the TV. I'll be back in a minute. Don't pause it. So, you know, and then she'll come down, and you've had to pause it for 5 minutes because she's putting a layer on the thing. And then the cat will jump up on his... Don't, get away from me. You can't, I've not set yet. So would something like this thing set?
With nail varnish, it doesn't dry the same. So I do gel.
Right.
So when the nails are finished, it's dry straight away, so you can touch them.
Right. So what's the difference between gel and the old varnish?
Gels are more... It's a permanent product.
Right.
So you come in every 2 or 3 weeks to get it all taken off again.
Yeah.
So it lasts 2 or 3 weeks. It doesn't chip. Whereas nail varnish, it will just chip and come off after a couple of days.
So if you have a shower and it's not going to come off in the shower, the bits are not going to start falling off in the shower. All right, so if you're using nail varnish, then buying one of those things that helps dry it, it will help
dry it quicker.
Yeah,
but it won't mean that it will stay on.
Okay, but it will help her get downstairs quicker, so we aren't carrying watching the program.
Well, she's a hairdryer.
I don't understand that because I do mine while I'm watching telly.
Yeah, but then it don't set, does it?
Yes, it does. You just sit there watching telly.
Varnish like air dries.
Air dries,
yeah, but it takes ages.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It does. She's there forever saying, get the cat away from me. So maybe she's using cheap... She's probably getting the stuff from the pound shop. That's probably right, isn't it? Is there a make that you can recommend? Or
I don't
makes?
Use nail varnish.
You don't use it at all? You use all like that gel stuff,
yes,
then?
Yes, I just use gel.
Okay, so what is... I mean, is that... That's just putting the nails on top of the nail, then, or the false one on top? Do you do anything else, rather than a false one?
You can have a product... So gel polish, you can have put on your natural nail.
Okay.
So, like, where Shirley's got longer nails.
Yeah.
So we could just put a... What are you doing?
You might have to explain that.
Gemma sat next to me, flashing her hands because she thought I was going to talk about her, and I'm not, and now she took me off. So where Shirley's got a natural long nail, I'd just shape them all so they're all the same shape, all the same length, and then put on a gel polish.
Right.
So it's the same as the gel, it'll dry straight away, and then she could go about her day without worrying about smudging them.
I've just sussed out who you remind me of.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Have you been watching that... is it Dr. Foster?
No, I haven't.
It's got Suran Jones in.
Oh, I like Suran Jones.
Yeah.
She does.
No, you look like a pretty version. She looks like the sort of, I don't know, she's been hit by the ugly stick. So she's got the...
No, not you.
You look like a prettier version of Suran Jones. Suran Jones has got that pointed nose. She's got that pointed nose thing going on.
And the dark hair, isn't it? Yeah, she is, yeah.
She, you look very much like that. That's who you remind me of, yeah. Sorry, if that's... But you haven't got a pointed nose.
Pointy nose and dark hair.
Like. I said to my wife the other day, Suran Jones is sort of turning into the child... Remember the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Jesus.
You look like her, dear. You don't look nothing like her.
I like her though. She's nice, Suran Jones.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
She's all right, apart from those bits that have gone wrong. You know, the nose and the chin and stuff. And she's lost too much weight. You don't look anything like her.
She can't
her, actually,
help it.
Painting a lovely picture.
Yeah.
So, when you do this kind of thing, I would imagine it's a lovely gift to give somebody. I mean, it's what sort of prices are we looking at?
An infill,
yeah,
which you get done every 2 or 3 weeks where we change the colour, that's £20, and a full set is £28.
Well, that seems fairly reasonable, and it lasts for how long will it last for?
It's about 3 weeks maximum.
It's not too bad, is it? I mean, let's be honest.
That's only because they've grown out as well, so we need to shorten them.
Now, look, this is a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me to mind my own business, but I'm guessing you do feet as well.
I do toes, so I don't do a pedicure treatment.
You do the toes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I know what you're going to say.
Do you dread doing those?
No.
You know, do you look at some people that come in and think, blimey, I bet she's got smelly feet?
No, but a few people have. I haven't got a very good sense of smell and I wear a mask, so it helps me out a little bit.
That's good, isn't it?
It does help me out. But my pointy nose doesn't smell very good.
Too shy, yeah. So, do you do as many feet as hands, or is it a lot more?
No. It's probably, I don't know, I've probably got about 30 regulars that constantly have their toes done
right.
with their nails, but everybody else, it depends on the weather.
Okay.
Sometimes I do it myself.
On a really sweaty, hot day, do you dread that, oh, crikey, the feet are coming out, I've got to do the feet? Do you have to hold the feet? I'm guessing you
no,
do, yeah?
They're on,
do you have to touch the feet at all?
You've got to wear gloves.
Oh, right, that's not so bad,
I don't actually
it?
Have to touch.
Oh, that's
people
all
right. don't have, because they're coming in to get their toenails done,
yeah,
they don't generally have really gross feet.
Right.
So it's not too bad.
But I have my toenails done by somebody, and what you do, you put your feet in one of these... bath type things, you know, these blue, what they called. So they
foot spa.
A foot bath.
Ah, right.
They are washed first.
So they have a little bit of a wipe up first
then. Yeah, before they do them, yeah.
That's a relief.
Sanitizer.
Yeah. That's a relief.
That's it, yeah.
Because, you know, I would imagine, you know, some people can be a bit... Because, let's be honest, just come back to you, Gemma, for a moment. I mean, how many people do you know that come and go and have their hair done, but before they've come to see you, they've actually washed their hair themselves?
Yeah, quite a few.
Because, I mean, you think, what's the point of that?
Well, you'd be surprised at the people that don't. You do get some people that don't bother.
Yeah, but surely, just say, for instance, if Dame Shirley gets something, I'll bet you do this, Dame Shirley. Oh, I'm going to the hairdresser later, I better wash my hair.
I did last time. Yeah. I did.
See?
Actually, because I told you, Gemma, didn't I? Yeah. I said I had to wash it.
She said it just got too bad, I had to wash it.
Yeah.
Which is really nice, because if it is too bad, then, I mean, if mine was too bad, I wouldn't want anyone else touching it either. So it's just out of, you know.
But she doesn't need to.
No,
so you don't have to from now on. You feel comfortable now. You don't have to
she's
from now on.
She's comfortable enough anyway. She could come in now if she wants. She could come in a dressing gown. I wouldn't mind.
How often should you wash your hair?
It depends. You shouldn't wash your hair too much. I like to do mine. I shouldn't really say this, but I like to do mine every 3 or 4 days. 4 days of the push. But
really?
Then it's proper manky after that.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine.
But that's because I'm lazy. You should do it. A lot of people do it sort of every other day.
Yeah, me and Josh.
Normal.
Me and Josh, regular clockwork, every
it's
other day.
It's not lucky. If you've got long hair, I mean, dry shampoo is an absolute saviour at the moment. I'm glad it's really coming back in because you can go, I can go an extra 2 days if I've got a bit of dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo?
Yeah, saviour.
What's dry shampoo?
Well, it's a spray can, and you spray it onto your roots, and it's like almost like a powdery spray,
right.
That will just soak up any oil, so it doesn't make it look greasy.
Yeah.
And also, it's really good for just like texturising. Even if your hair's really clean, it's really good just to spray in, just to texturise, just to give it a little bit of grit. You know, if it goes too soft after you wash it.
All right.
So yeah, it's good.
Okay. Just coming back to the old feet now, because I'm intrigued. I mean, should women have hairy toes? And if so,
no.
Is that where you come in? Do you do anything with those as well?
I do make them aware that their toes are hairy.
So women do have hairy toes?
Yeah, I have my toes waxed.
Okay, that's
I do.
Yeah.
When she just...
Yeah,
went,
no, I know. I know, I've seen yours.
It's not
I've seen yours and they're gone. It's like living next door to Bigfoot.
No, they don't. When she does the toenail, she takes the hairs off.
Yeah, just a tiny little bit of fluff in it, Shirley.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
You don't sort of say, like, maybe I could make you an appointment to see our hairstylist.
You could put a plait in those.
I'll send them over to Jem.
So have you got any... you must have some embarrassing moments, some embarrassing stories. I mean, Jem shared one, so maybe it's only fair that you...
I can't really... I'm still a little bit too hungover to even remember stuff. Think.
Good answer.
Probably.
Good answer. Push that one aside. How long have you been doing it yourself?
About 7 years.
So hands and feet. That's basically what you know.
Yeah.
You work with. You're happy with that?
Yeah.
You enjoy doing it? You must do.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you ever get the point where right? Okay, let's be radical and let's do something really really wicked. You know, something really really different. Do you try it on yourself first?
No.
You don't?
No, I try it out on my clients.
You try it on your clients?
Yeah.
What's the most wickedest thing you've done, you know, by way of, you know, something that really, really stands out?
A couple of weeks ago, I done the Turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and a pepperoni pizza to someone's nails. Somebody else has had Super Mario, so I done all the little characters.
Wow.
They were quite cool.
See, I'm now thinking, because Josh loves the old superhero, just tell us, Josh, what was it you got tattooed on your arm?
Iron Man and Captain America, yeah.
Oh, Iron Man and Captain America.
I've never tried to do those.
Well, maybe you ought to.
Yeah.
Which would you like, hands or feet, Josh?
Probably my hands.
Probably hands. Well, we'll see how it goes with hands. That would be cool to have that, just flashing them feet.
Yeah.
You know, Captain America, have a word with Captain America. That would be really, really cool. So what does it entail when you put, you know, a character? Is that something that's already done? Are you the artist?
No, I hand draw it.
You hand draw it?
Yes. So with it's called a dotter, but it's a bit like a pinhead.
Right.
So like... really small.
So are you a good artist yourself then? Do you have to be?
You do have to be quite creative, yeah. That did just remind me though of when at high school when we were in art, do you remember? And you were really good at painting pictures and I really wasn't. But now I draw stuff on people's nails.
Yeah. It shouldn't have been you, it should have been me.
Yeah.
She was rubbish at art.
I wasn't very good.
She used to
song,
paint
right?
over my paintings.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh. Loads of times.
Sorry. Horrible.
can I ask a question about these false nails? How'd you get them off?
File them off.
Oh, you have to file them off?
Yeah,
so
if you had acrylic nails, you soak it off. But with gel, what I do, you just file straight through it. So it'd take about 10 minutes to file. So I'll just file them all off, and then it'll just be your natural nail underneath, as it was before.
Oh, right. Because they look as if they could break off. You know, sometimes, but they don't then.
Oh, they're so strong.
Yeah, they're really strong.
So do you do your own nails?
Yes.
So you don't have a problem with the left-handed, the right-handed thing?
No.
So you do...
I've got used to it now.
No one's ever done it before, you do it yourself?
I used to have my friends do it, because there's three of us.
Yeah.
So we all used to do each other's, but now we're all so busy that we just do our own. And I change them so often. So I'll just do them myself.
Will you be testing out the Captain America one? Are you going to steal our idea and give it a go?
I might try it, yeah. My lady that had the turtles, she'd probably go for that.
Yeah, Captain America. And who was the other one, Josh?
Iron Man.
Iron Man's
a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it'd be a great one. All right, what's the rudest thing you've ever had to do with the nails? Is there a message on the hands or fingers or anything?
No.
No, nothing like that.
No.
She's got you thinking now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Summer's fingernails,
so. Oh my God, imagine. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right, so you will face a look up there as well. You get an idea there as well. Hey, look, we've run out of time, but it's been a whole load of fun, and it's been an eye-opener as well. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well done, Dame Shirley, for having this wonderful idea. So I reckon it's the dye.
Thank you.
It's the dye. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, ladies.